Happy Monday, and welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner, where I'm your host, Brandon Robinson. So the last few weeks, we've been talking about building your brand. We've talked about trademarking and some of the steps that you actually want to go into or actually do, you know, to really establish a successful brand and a good quality brand. We're kind of going to continue on that theme. I won't be that long this week, you know, with it being a holiday week. It'll be shorter. And on top of that, you know, So let's go ahead and get started. So this week, I kind of want to talk to you about like messaging and branding, like in general. Like, how do you speak or how do you want to communicate with your customers? Think about that. That's all branding, marketing is, right? It's all when we have a strategy or when you have a strategy about, you know, how you want to communicate with your customer. So first of all, think about what it is, you know, who is your target audience? Who's the customer that you want to reach? Most people are going to say everybody, and that's okay. But there are, you know, normally and generally, there are going to be customers that are more, I can't even think of the word I want. I had a word in particular I was using, but they're, you know, that actually tend to use what you're trying to do. So think about some customers. You have, you know, younger people depending on the product. You know, if you're pushing a clothing line out, maybe it's younger people that actually would go with that. And we're thinking of the demographics of 15 to 25, right? So if you know that's the target audience and if research has shown that that's the audience that buys that, then that your messaging needs to fit that audience, right? So you got to fit the audience and say, this is exactly, you know, who I'm targeting. And then you want to go after that group. But before you think about going after the group, think about your brand. Think about your product, okay? Depending on whatever the product is, think about your product. Then think to yourself, how do I want to interact with people? How do I want to be perceived? That's the first thing. How do you want to be perceived? If you're selling something, if you're selling a service, how do you want to be perceived? How often do you want to connect with your customers is also important. And once you establish that, you have to remain consistent in that. So if you are, because you're training your audience, you're training your customers, if they know that they're supposed, if they know that they should hear from you 3 times a week, then you should post consistently 3 times a week. That doesn't mean that sometimes that you won't miss it. You won't miss that because things happen, but you want to be consistent. Consistency is very important. You're going to have to consistently communicate, and then your message, what are you telling them? So think advertising. We'll go on to that, but think strategy. What do you want to tell them? Like, what do you want to convey to them? Like, how do you want to connect with customers? These are things that you should be asking yourself as you're thinking about how you're going to brand and build that out and then communicate with customers. How am I going to, you know, how do I want to connect with them? How do I want to, you know, how do I want to be perceived? Once you can think about how you want to be perceived, how you want to connect with them, what the message is that you want to have, basically your reputation in their eyes, then you can work on an actual strategy, right? You want to work on that messaging and putting that messaging out there and putting that messaging out there consistently. Like I said, if it's a few times throughout the week, then you will consistently communicate. If it's one time a week, that's fine. Just make sure that you're communicating on that day that you usually do it, and make sure that you're interacting consistently on, you know, on that day. Make sure you're posting. One thing that you want to do when you're building a brand, especially when you're launching off, is you want to interact. So you're going to have to interact with people. So when people comment on there, you want to give yourself, I do a same day rule, as soon as possible. Depends on what it is that they're commenting, especially if they're, you know, commenting. And if you're posting something that you want people to buy and they comment, You want to respond as soon as possible, because easily they can go research and find another option and then you've missed a sale. So you want to make sure that you're able to communicate, you know, as quick as possible. Now, if you have a job, that doesn't always make it possible, and people understand that. And so you also can script what time you post. Like, maybe you want to post at 3 in the afternoon, like when you're off work, right? So that way, if people respond to you, then you can actually communicate with them. If you post something to sell, then you can have interaction with them if they ask you questions about it, et cetera. You can have that time to, you know, interact with them. And that's important because you're building a rapport and also you're creating a connection with customers, and then they get the sense that they know you. So it's a connection there. And you're also creating a sense of loyalty as you build that bond over time, because I don't know if any of you've ever interacted with, you know, something that you're trying to buy or something that you're trying to sell. But it's a great experience when you comment on something and they respond back. Like it feels good. It's almost like being in a store speaking to a clerk and a clerk talks back. It's the same kind of feel, but it's a little different online because you never know if people are going to respond. But as you respond and make sure that you're, you know, courteous, kind, considerate, you want to be as friendly, as nice as possible, because that's a representation of your brand. You want people to have a really good experience with you, and you want them to feel welcome. You want them to feel like any question that they ask, even if it's something that's trivial or minimal or small, you know, you don't want them to feel, you know, like they're asking a dumb question or like they're an annoyance. You never want to give people that feeling. You want to deliver the utmost service, because all of this ties into how people are going to speak about you and your business or your brand. So the more that you are delivering that excellent service, the more that you are responding, the quicker you are to respond. These are all things that people will go out and tell other people about you. So you want to do, so you want to make sure that that's a part of it. Another thing that you are going to want to do as you're building this up is maybe invest in, you know, advertising, like some ad campaigns, especially on social media. And you can really test that out to see which one works the best for you. You can, you know, you can script, you know, ads, or you can just promote posts. I mean, it really depends on what you're saying in those things. And you've got options, right? Like, what are you trying to do? Do you want to build your following up? Do you actually want to build sales up? So where do you want to direct them? Do you want to direct them to your website? Do you want to direct them to your profile? Or do you just want to interact with people? So there are a few different ways that you can do that. But by doing this, you will have to be comfortable interacting and being out front and talking to people. You are behind the computer, so there's that. But you will have to engage with people. You will have to talk with people, and people are people. So some people may say some weird things. You'll have to learn to delete comments. That's one of the things, because sometimes people just say stuff online and it's like, okay. And think about it. So it's not worth going back and arguing with people, because you also, you know, you're representing your brand. So the easiest thing to do is, if you don't know that person, just delete them. Like, you don't know them. So it doesn't hurt you to just delete them, or delete that response. Everything doesn't necessarily need a response. Sometimes the best response you can give a person is no response and simply deleting their comment. You can also, you know, or if you respond, make sure that you are calculated. Make sure that you give yourself some time. If they've pricked an area and it has upset you or offended you, give yourself some time right before you respond, and respond thoughtful, but respond like you're responding to a group of people and not just that person, because you are responding to a group of people. Your responses are public. So that is a group of people. So think about that when you are responding to people. But yeah, so be comfortable interacting, be comfortable being the face of things, because you're going to have to be the forefront if you're building a brand or business. A lot, yes, your motto, yes, your vision, your plan, all of those things are important, and those are all things you're going to have in the forefront. But behind all of that is you, the person. Like, you're the person that came up with this ideal, this vision, this goal. Yes, God may have given it to you, but it's still you. Like, you are the person who's executing it, who's carrying it out. You're the one that people are going to interact with. So you have to be very comfortable with having your face out there, interacting with people. And like I said, that how much you interact with people is all based on how much you post. Also, depending on what you're trying to build, building is important. The more you build, the more connections you build, the more and of an opportunity you have to convert, to really bring those connections and those people into customers, which is ultimately one of the things that you want. You want to build a successful brand. You also want to create a clientele and a client base that you can consistently sell to and that will actually have a great experience and go out and tell people about you. So all of this comes from your interacting with people. All of this comes from advertising, being the face of things, communicating consistently with people, shaping, because you get to tell the story. You get to tell your story or shape your narrative. You get to teach and train people how this business is going to operate, how we're going to communicate, how often we're going to communicate. Here's the type of things, you know, here are our standards. Here's the quality that we're going to deliver. That's all in your control. You get to set the tone for that. So these are some of the things that, you know, these are just a few of the things I wanted to share with you and things to think about, right? We always improve. We always grow. You don't have to be perfect. If you miss some time in communicating with people, that's okay. People understand that. Just be honest. If someone asks you, right? I mean, like, you don't have to post like, "I'm sorry, I didn't post this week." You can if you want to. But then again, like I said, that's all dependent on how you want to interact with your customer and your audience. So hopefully everyone has a great Christmas, a great holiday week. It is a little different with everything being so shut down. Like, this is usually a time where you can really, you know, interact with family and friends. And this year, I think you can interact with close family, just not as much friends and extended family. So I'm hoping that everyone, you know, is able to take some time off, able to unwind. This will be my last podcast into the new year. I want to take, you know, some time off and relax, enjoy, you know, and try to recharge and refresh. It's important to have balance. So I hope that you all are doing the same. I'll take some time to enjoy, you know, yourself and others and you, whatever else it is that you do, just take some time, some quality time, and maybe enjoy your relationship with God or whatever you do, you know, just do those things. But by all means, enjoy some recreation and some relaxation. 2020 has been a challenging year, a good year, and a tough year. It's been a full plate of things, right? We've grown. We face challenges. There are a lot of things that happen. It was a heavy year, you know. It was rewarding as well, but it was also heavy. So take some time to unwind, take some time to refresh, recharge, and just enjoy yourself. So Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening. I'll be back in 2021, and remember this: who you are is more than enough, and your ideals matter. Thank you, and have a great rest of your week.